Joining us in the KVML studio as our newsmaker of the day is local columnist Chris Bateman. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You are the Herb Cain of Sonora, California.
Well, thank you so much for the compliment.
You're
Since
very
Herb
welcome.
Is dead, he can't refute it at this point.
And even though it's been a couple of decades, I can still recall specific articles written by Herb some 30 years ago. And over the past couple of decades, I recall specific articles written by you. And that must happen to you all the time. People approach you and recall very specific articles.
Yeah, especially if it's about them.
Not always a compliment.
Not always a compliment.
All right, Chris. Well, today is Black Friday. And just in time for the Christmas holiday shopping season, you want to introduce something, and I am holding it in my hands right now. This is a book. It is called Nothing Happens Here, Dispatches from the Middle of Nowhere, written by Chris Bateman. Chris, tell us about this book.
Well, I've been thinking about doing this for a long time. I began to write columns for the Union Democrat in 1993 and did that for 20 years. And then after that, you might remember Friends and Neighbors magazine, which my then wife Susie published, and I wrote columns for Friends and Neighbors for another 10 years. And then after that, I've been putting stuff both online and in the Union Democrat. When the coronavirus started, I wrote the Corona Diaries for a while, and then once that passed, it transitioned to the Geezer Diaries because I'm 77 years old. I'm a geezer.
But you're a young 77.
Yeah, thank you. And basically what I did is largely at the prompting of my daughter, because she didn't want to clean up the mess I left her with all my writing. She said, why don't you choose what you think are the best of your columns and put out a book? And that must have been 5 years ago. It took me a while to get into gear on it. But I did about a year ago, and now the finished product is out, and I think it has 79 pieces in there out of the thousands I've written, and I think they are about the best.
Technology has changed over the decades, so I can't imagine you had all of these columns stored in one location.
No, I used to basically, in the old days, I clipped them out of the Union Democrat and put them in binders, like 20 binders. So I went through all of those, and since that was pre-computer, I had the ones that I chose, I had to retype out again to get online. So it was a fair amount of work. And then, of course, as any writer can tell you, oh, no, don't cut that. That's too good. You know, don't cut that one. But I realized, and I think at one point, the draft of this book was like 300 pages, and I realized nobody's going to buy a book that's that long. So I think it's cut down to about 250 pages, and it's not only my stories, but my daughter Hallie Bateman is a nationwide, nationally known illustrator who illustrated a number of my columns with her own work.
Now, Chris, you have affected generations with your articles and your columns. Do you still consider Tuolumne County to be in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I kind of know that it isn't, but compared to a lot of other places, it is. I think a lot of outsiders say, where do you live? That sounds like the middle of nowhere. So, and actually where I physically live on top of Yankee Hill Road, that's closer to the actual middle of nowhere.
How fun was it to go through some of the much older articles and look at some of the stuff you completely forgot about?
Well, some of it was enlightening, and I thought, well, I've forgotten that one. That's a pretty interesting story. And a lot of the stories, there's a big chapter about animals in there. I always like these animal stories, be they dogs or cats, and I have one potbelly pig that was able to somehow leap over a 5-foot fence and was at large for better part of a month. And my own emus took off. And one time they went all the way from my place on Yankee Hill. And this is actually one emu, ended up in Sierra Village on a Saturday morning. And I kept reading the sheriff's log and I said, that's my emu they're talking about.
Over the decades, how have you changed as a writer?
I'd like to say I've improved, and I think my editors over the years drummed into me that everything doesn't need to be 40 column inches long and say everything about the topic, which is how I used to write. So I think my columns were about 20 inches or a little less. So I've learned how to write on that medium. So yeah, there are a few longer stories in there, but most of them are, well, let's put it this way. If you put a copy in your bathroom for your guests, they can read one or two of my columns while they're taking care of business.
Okay, well, this is radio. All right.
I tried to phrase it delicately.
All right, Chris. Well, again, today is Black Friday. Is this book out now?
Yes, it is.
And where can we acquire a copy?
You can acquire a copy at Mountain Bookshop. There are a few copies also on sale at the Sportsman and down the street. And she's going to kill me for this. I forgot the current name of it. It used to be Legends. And then over in Calaveras County, Books on Main and Murphy's has it.
Excellent. It is called Nothing Happens Here, Dispatches from the Middle of Nowhere, as written by Chris Bateman. Chris, before I let you go, is there anything you would like to add?
Oh, I forgot to mention that it also is at Columbia Mercantile and Columbia Booksellers, my hometown.
Well, when I first met you 23 years ago, you had a reputation that I can tell you is completely false. You're an enjoyable person.
Well, that makes my day.
You're a very good friend. Chris Bateman, I always enjoy seeing you.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.